You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Marriage has suffered a severe beating in today's society. Some are at the end of their rope, while others have voluntarily tied the rope around their necks. There was once a time when people took their marriage vows seriously. Whenever they were tempted to exit, the words, "till death do us part," would haunt them like a scratch record. Remember those words? Particularly in Western societies, divorce rates are at an all-time high as people treat spouses like used cars, trading them in for newer models at the first sign of trouble. What was once romantically referred to as holy wedlock has become the dastardly denounced unholy deadlock. Feeling trapped in their unions, many unhappy spouses frantically grasp for that key that will release them from their embittered circumstance. The casual way in which many approach marriage has inspired one satirist to describe it as a three-ring circus. First comes the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, and then finally you prepare for a lifetime of suffering. This may sound humorous, but the reality is more sobering. You see, whenever a marriage disintegrates, it is not only the husband and wife who are affected. They are not the only ones who are thrust into the pit of psychological, physical, and emotional despair. It is no secret that many of those who decide to create their own fork in the road and embark on solo journeys have already consummated their marriage relationships. Their unions have often yielded young, impressionable lives who didn't ask to be brought into this world. Oftentimes, an act that is entered into for frivolous reasons creates further pain for these young innocents whose concept of stability is eternally shattered. Those who selfishly pursue their own misguided sense of happiness forget about the feelings of their creations. Don't they have a right to a stable home with two loving parents? Don't they have a right to learn the true meaning of commitment? Don't they have the right to know that relationships are challenging and take a lot of work and dedication? Don't they have a right to observe their parents resolving conflicts without throwing up their hands in surrender and storming off in a temper tantrum? In addition to the burden placed on innocent children, the disintegration of a marriage has major financial consequences. Few consider the fact that divorce has become a multi-billion-dollar industry that negatively affects the consumer. After spending untold thousands in a bid to create a storybook wedding, many are left paying the loan for that now-soured one-day event years after the marriage has ended. Then the feuding foes channel wads of cash into the accounts of pariah-like divorce lawyers as courts decide who gets the house, the car, the children, the cat, and the paltry pennies that are left in the bank account. And let's not forget the cost of alimony, palimony, and those counseling services. The reckless disintegration of marriages has provided justification for those who wish to promote alternative family structures. Why get married when you can legally live together without the matrimonial obligations? Why not allow homosexual couples to raise children if heterosexuals in traditional marriages have failed to provide stability? Why not admit that marriage is an archaic concept that belongs to a bygone era? I don't know about you, but I'm not about to give in to the relativistic pressure of an immoral generation. I'm not about to join the chorus of those who are heralding the death of marriage as we know it. For you see, in spite of appearances, I believe that marriage is as important today as it was when God performed the first one in Eden thousands of years ago. And there are many more who share that sentiment. The fact that 50% of marriages remain intact means that the institution is still very much alive. For the next few weeks, I intend to make my contribution to the restoration of marriages by sharing seven secrets for a successful marriage. It is my prayer that the secrets will be applied and marriages will be strengthened. If you are contemplating divorce right now, hold off until you and your spouse have an opportunity to listen to these messages. If you allow the Spirit to guide you, I guarantee that you can fall in love with your spouse again. as you take these words to heart. Always remember, please always remember, that a tree is known by its fruit. I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.